Students have been staging a sit-in protest at Queen's University since the weekend. The occupation is by a group calling itself Fossil Free QUB. And they're demanding the university stops fossil fuel investments within 5 years. One of the students involved in the ongoing protest is Sean Fearon. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. Have you no studies to be getting on with?
Pardon?
Have you no studies to be getting on with?
Well, I'm actually a sabbatical officer at the Students' Union, so I graduated there back in June.
Well, there's loyalty for you. Have none of the rest? Have none of the rest of the students got anything to be getting on with?
Of course they do, but I mean, this is this is a very crucial issue, and we've been campaigning for a year, and I think once we put in the grand scheme of things, campaigning against global warming and a safer climate future for everybody is certainly more important than the last few weeks of term.
Yeah, spell this out for us. What's this all about, John?
Well, Queen's University invests £5.5 million of public money into oil and gas companies, generally fossil fuel extraction and production companies. Now, to even that information, to even get that information to talk about 10 months of an FOI repeal through the Information Commissioner's Office, it's £5.5 million of an investment portfolio of about £59 million. So, again, that's what we're investing about. And Queen's is actually quite good at reducing its carbon footprint. And there's a lot of good work done by staff throughout the university, and I sit in various committees, carbon management committees and things like that, to try and reduce the carbon footprint of the university generally. But it's entirely negated by an investment committee, a small group of people who are making reprehensible decisions with public money and bringing about climate destruction in the very near future.
So they're investing £5.5 million into funds which are involved, associated with fossil fuels. Is that it?
Yeah, well, they're investing the two sort of investment managers, Legal & General and Keysnoff, and obviously it's Queen's money being sort of negotiated with them to be put into companies like BP and Shell, ExxonMobil, of course, companies responsible for catastrophic, oil spills and climate events such as the Deepwater Horizon disaster, which killed 11 people. Now, I love this university. There's a lot of people that work here that are very passionate about it, and every single student in here loves the university and wants, their university. They want to be proud of it. They want it to be on the right side of history on this issue. We want to join other Russell Group universities like Oxford, LSE, Edinburgh, Glasgow. We want to join UCL, Warwick, divested after only a couple of weeks when students presented them with an academic report, as we presented Queen's with 2 months ago. And there has still been no negotiation. There's been no budge on this issue. They haven't even agreed to freeze new investments, despite all the overwhelming science that is presented to members of the investment committee.
So you don't get your own way. So what you do is you huff and you sit down and you protest.
No, I think that's very demeaning to protesters, throughout years and what people have done. It's a very dignified protest. It's a peaceful protest. And, it's been given overwhelming support across the board. So very rarely does this happen in this country. But political parties across the spectrum here have supported everyone from the Progressive Unionist Party to Sinn Féin, SDLP, Alliance, People Before Profit, the Green Party, of course, the trade union movement, charities. There's overwhelming support across Northern Ireland for this. You still refuse to move on it.
Where are you protesting? Is this token gesture? Are you causing any disruption?
The point of it is to disrupt what is essentially the beating heart of the university. It's the finance office. So decisions are made here and this was processed here that eventually result in the investment of public money. So this is all of our money. It's your money. It's my money. And we don't want it brought in, and being used to bring about what is essentially, planetary.
So you're resources. Protesting outside the finance office or where?
No, we are inside the finance office.
So where are the finance people?
They're at the other end of the office.
Right, so you're not having any impact. You can just be ignored.
Of course, we're causing impact. Even just across the board, the amount of media attention this is getting, the amount of, Queen's has already pulled back its date for, when it says it will divest and when it says, because they've agreed, to this very lengthy and bureaucratic process called their investment policy review. Now, that conveniently will take 9 months, which is when sabbatical officers who are leading this campaign will leave the university. They're trying to kick it into the long grass, they're trying to pervade it, and they're trying to get rid of student activism in a time where they're trying to urge students to be more politically active. Now, when we're doing that, what we're getting is, sort of ignorance, and we're trying to fob it off. But this is a crucial issue that students, have given an overwhelming mandate for. As have staff, dozens of academic staff and heads of school, including the head of the School of Law and senior politics professors, have already signed our open letter to the public asking that they want their university to make these decisions.
If Queen's don't get a good return on their investments, there's less money for people like you. There's less money for students. So they're investing money to try to keep student fees low.
Well, no, the investment fund is ring-fenced for investments. Now, it's also a myth that, you know, that say, renewable energy investments are less profitable. But Queen's also has to take cognizance of the fact that there is an economic imperative here. And we also presented them with these facts 2 months ago. At the moment, people are investing in what are essentially stranded assets. So the carbon assets are dying. There are 5 times more fossil fuels in the ground than we can safely burn to bring about a safe climate future. That's the 2 degrees of global warming that every single country on Earth has agreed to. So if there's 5 times more fossil fuels in the ground and companies are still trying to dig them up and we know we can't do it to keep the Earth safe, why invest in an asset whose price will plummet, you know, in coming years?
We asked Queen's to come on this morning. You know, they're at the heart of our city. They're at the heart of Northern Ireland, really, a major university in Northern Ireland. They won't do it. So this is Queen's University that is supposed to be on the ground, you know, communicating, reaching out to local people. They won't even come on this radio show and discuss something. What on earth is going on at Queen's University? They have given us a statement, but of course with statements you can't bat back, you can't ask questions. We're going to be asking them anyway. But no one from Queen's wants to actually engage with students on this programme this morning. None of those academics, none of those professors, none of the management team, nobody from Queen's University wants to, in a human voice, actually discuss this issue today. They tell us at a meeting, this is in their statement, they say that the university's investment committee agreed to carry out a comprehensive review of its investment policy. The review, they say, is expected to take 6 and 9 months and will be informed by best practice in the area of socially responsible investment. So what more do you want?
Well, I find it interesting that a supposedly group of very well-educated people need 9 months to tell them, you know, that fossil fuels are bad, that, you know, guns or weapons are bad, but tobacco and alcohol that they invest in are bad. It does not take 9 months to, you know, and actually, you know, I think that there's even more cause for concern if we need that length of time to be informed about what is socially responsible. We've already informed them of the facts. Back in October, we submitted, which was accepted, by the way, as an official submission to the Queen's University Investment Committee. It's our 47-page academic report reviewed by senior professors here by the university, putting out the ethical and economic imperatives behind divestment. And they considered it, supposedly, and they ignored it. They ignored the evidence and refused to sort of act on it.
Tell me this.
Engage on this lengthy review.
Tell me this. Do you have a car?
Do I have a car?
Yeah.
Of course. But again, those are absolutely...
What are you fueling it by? Is it an electric car?
Those are absolutist arguments. I mean, we live in a society...
Is it an electric car?
Wait, no, it's not. But
right. You're playing your bit then.
It's an entirely facetious question.
Do you have central heating?
We live in a society that's entirely addicted to fossil fuels.
Well, you're addicted to it, including your car. Do you have central heating?
So, of course I am, man.
How are you fueling your central heating?
Excuse me, Stephen. So this is the whole point. So society... is addicted to fossil fuels, and we're trying to do is
you make your stand and lead from the front.
Of course, that's exactly what we're doing. We're occupying Queen's University building. We need systemic change. We need major institutions to lead on this.
Well, hold on a minute, Sean. Sean, every man plays his part and woman.
Absolutely.
So why aren't you on a bike or an electric car?
I do, but you asked me, did I have a car? I do cycle. I am a vegetarian. I am doing my bit for the planet.
Right.
And again, this is a think global, act local issue.
What about central heating? How do you fuel your central heating? What type of fuel do you have?
So across the world, this is the fastest growing movement.
You're just keeping talking, Sean. You're answering the questions. What type of central heating do you have?
I'm in a student house. We don't have a lot of heating.
Do you have any heating?
Yeah, no, not really, Stephen.
Not really. Do you have any heat or not?
No, we don't.
Right. Okay. What about cooking? How are you going to cook your Christmas dinner?
Stephen, are these questions to do with global warming or climate change about the protest, or are you asking about my daily habits?
I'm asking about your daily habits because you're wanting, no doubt, to lead from the front. You put probably, what, unleaded fuel into your car? I'm just wondering how you're cooking your turkey.
Yeah, and I, as a student, I don't have the money to pursue all these, you know, the different things that you're talking about. What we are doing is acting, you know, in a very sort of respectful way, and we are acting in a peaceful way. Last September, $50 billion worldwide was divested from fossil fuels around the world. This September, it's $2.6 trillion. It's the fastest growing movement on planet Earth. Queens need to take their side on the right side of history here, as of many Russell Group universities and as of dozens of American universities.
The university say Queen's is happy to discuss the issue with fossil-free QUB. I believe that they're going to meet you in a workshop next month. There will be no immediate decision taken on its investment policy outside of the review. Why not Queen's? Let's just hear your answer. Oh, that's right. Nobody could come on to actually discuss. Do you know why when you have lecturers in Queen's and you encourage debate? Bingo, there's Queen's. Nobody can come on.
And even the issue there is, I mean, many of the lecturers, the senior lecturers, support this. This is a group of tiny sort of members within the Queen's bureaucracy that are taking decisions that are against both the mandate of the students. They've given 83% vote in a student referendum a couple of months ago, and also to the open letter of whatever. So, you know, Queen's are entirely back on this issue, both for the wider opinion in society around the world, as world leaders meet in Paris, last week, really, to discuss this and really highlight the issue that climate change is coming, it's man-made, and that we need to act on it. Yet Queen, sit back and do nothing.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line in this type of thing, though, Sean? Do you know, should there not be investment in, I don't know, fizzy drinks, sugary drinks, tobacco, chocolate, alcohol?
When any of those things start to bring around planetary destruction, we can consider it. But fossil fuels at the moment really, you know, beckon that. By 2050, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people will be underwater, displaced or dead. And this is the fact that we're dealing with. This is the civil rights issue of our generation. And this is how students see it. This is how students around the world see it. And this is why they've acted in such a way.
030 30 80 55 55. Here's the Belfast barman wants to speak to you.
Morning, guys.
Chris Nixon. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. How's that rat?
There's a rat under my kitchen sink. That's a different issue. We'll not ask Sean about that. Maybe you want to speak to Sean, Chris.
Yeah, I understand completely about it being a civil rights issue. You'll not find many people who think that fossil fuels should be our future. The problem is the way you've gone about it. Queen's have offered to meet you in 23 days. They've offered to review your policy. Going in and doing this action now, taking over a finance office when people are looking forward to getting paid before Christmas. Customers, suppliers, staff, research grants, some research grants which would go into renewable energy. You've taken over an office petulantly. Without thinking of the...
No, it's not petulantly, Stephen, and these are the arguments we're dealing with. No one's pay will be affected by this occupation.
And What we are dealing with here,
this is a civil rights issue. Of course we have to act with it. This workshop, this meeting that Queen's proposed on the 6th of January will have A, no decision-making powers, and B, does not need to happen because it is a massive bureaucratic process to try and to placate this campaign and pacify it, because months ago, we presented the argument to them and instead, we review our policy and it's going to take 9 months. The ethical investment policy is about 6 lines long. It does not need 9 months to do this. This response is ridiculous.
Well, you're asking for them to expand it. You're asking for them to come up with a better ethical investment policy. And then
we're asking them to stop investing in fossil fuels. And you know, you don't need a bureaucratic change of policy.
And they've nicely suggested we'll have a workshop in January to work out what we're going to do. But instead of sitting and waiting 23 days, eating your Christmas dinner, driving your car and having your heating, you've moved in now and decided to squat. Because Northern Ireland has a long history of civil rights movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on, Sean. Let him finish.
What it doesn't have, Sean, is a long history of amateur movements. You've squatted in a second floor building, complained that no one's sending Lemsip up by rope to you whilst you're sitting on an iMac using free Wi-Fi from Queen. If that's a civil rights movement, then Tiananmen Square was a joke.
So you said the protesters have to be abused, they have to be shot by people. That's a ridiculous response. Listen, the point here is that we are taking action on this, and the investment review on the workshop in the 6th of January, we don't need... You know, this is a massive bureaucratic process that Queen's are trying to expand and really to divert from the issue. The focus we are putting on is on climate change and it's on global warming.
You said you're going to stay there until you win, is that right?
Until Queen's satisfactorily meet our demands.
So you're not leaving Christmas Day?
If that's what it takes, Stephen.
Really? And you're all going to stay there on Christmas Day?
If that's what it takes, Stephen.
You're not going to go home to your families?
For a third time, if that's what it takes, Stephen.
There's nothing wrong with campaigning for a better future. My problem comes when people set an ultimatum on things, inconvenience innocent people, and generally just act half-heartedly.
But they're not innocent people, and we haven't been acting half-heartedly.
Chain yourself to the gates at the front of Queen's. That's old school. Set up tents in the quad in the middle of the Lanyon Building. That's an old school protest. That's something that's visible and people will get behind. You've got into an office without supplies, complain that people aren't sending you Lemsip and eye masks.
Yeah.
That's so, a protest?
We did
I'm
have
embarrassed to be a protester.
We did have surprise. And by the way, you know, you have made some very let's say disgraceful remarks over the weekend on social media. So the eye mask and whatever lamps, you know, this is maybe one or two people saying this, and it of course does not represent the view or does not represent the group or what we're doing here or our political issues, our demands from Queen's University.
It's quite a cozy protest though, isn't it? Using Queen's heat and Wi-Fi.
We would not be here.
Well, maybe Stephen, because Sean doesn't have heat at home. He's there because Queen's have heat.
Okay, very good. So are we having a debate here? Is it just, you know, is this just tit for tat? We are here for a political reason, and we're going to stay here until the job is done. And Queen's will need to engage with us because the support from outside has been overwhelming, as we say.
Here's Graham in Portadown. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, this is quite simple. If he wants to make a protest, this is one way for him to do it. Let Queen's make a complaint to the police service in Northern Ireland. They're illegally trespassing. Trespassing, as far as I understand, is a term of offence for which he trespasses. It can be arrested. Just go and arrest them, put them before court, let them spout their rubbish in front of a court. If he's so committed, go and do it, let's see what happens.
Well, they have a right to protest, don't they?
Oh, yeah, but they don't have the right to just, well, they can't disrupt everybody else's life just because of, they have a bee in their bonnet is a very petty little issue.
How's global warming a petty issue?
Oh, well, it's not really because you can tell me all day saying it's man-made, and I can tell you all day it's not, but we can go around in circles. But this is just a petty little activist trying to get his nose above the parapet to be seen, as far as I'm concerned. If he wants to make a protest, let's do it outside in the cold and everybody else does it.
Do you want to respond to that, Sean?
Throw away his target and just heating.
Yeah. So again, it's entirely to misunderstand the issues. Divestment is to delegitimise from oil companies in the same way that divestors delegitimise the apartheid.
Oh, come on, Sean. You're just pretty kind of trying to look attention here, trying to put the oil parapet for future.
I'm not. And if you'd like to let me speak, I'll finish my point. So divestment seeks to delegitimise. So this isn't just a petty issue. This is the issue of our time. And you said we could talk round in circles. We could talk round in circles for people who refuse to believe the science that's presented in front of them. 97% of scientific consensus for climate scientists across the world, and backed by the United Nations, say global warming is happening. It's man-made and it's urgent, and action is required urgently by systems, by institutions.
Oh, I said, Sean, if you're so committed, are you going to sell your car, get rid of your heating, turn off your electric? You know, are you just going to spout and say, well, it's good for everybody else, but not for me?
Again, then there's a contradiction in what you're saying, so I'm in here.
No, there's no contradiction. Are you going to leave from the front, or you're going to check out from the back and do exactly what everybody else is saying, burning coal, burning oil, everything else?
So again, the overwhelming support we have received.
Hold on, Graham, let him reply.
So the overwhelming report we have received obviously does prove that we are leading from the front. And as I said, the divestment movement is the fastest growing movement on planet Earth. This is something that matters to everybody, and it's something that we're definitely going to pursue. And everyone in here takes individuals' decisions, you know, to reduce their carbon footprint by becoming vegetarian, by reducing their use of fossil fuels, as you said, that we all do that. But this is another step. This is a massive step. This is putting it on the agenda. And the fact that you are calling in, and many people around the country are talking about this today, means that people are talking about global warming, and people know that Queens need to act on it.
Are there any political parties helping you or supporting you, Sean?
Of course, they're supporting us, you know, through statements and whatever else. As I said, so the Progressive Unionist Party, Alliance, SDLP, People Before Profit, Sinn Féin, it's you know, and the Green Party, of course, they've been exceptional in support. This is something that goes across the sectarian spectrum here in Northern Ireland. And Stephen, you can tell me the last time that happened on anything.
Well, we've asked Sinn Féin to come on about this this morning. I don't think they can find anybody. Councillor Ross Brown with us today. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Stephen.
So is this a dignified protest that should be happening, or is it a group of students that should be actually learning and revising and doing what they're funded to do, which is learn beyond sitting in there in the warmth of Queen's University while Sean gets into his car, fills it up with petrol and drives back home at the end of all of this?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the students nowadays, I mean, we're often complaining that they're far too apathetic, and this is a demonstration by a group of students who clearly are very politically aware and are prepared to take action, and I think it's fantastic to see that.
Or have nothing better to do.
No, it's not. This isn't about nothing better today. I think they've taken an excellent step forward in terms of bringing this issue onto the agenda. They've got the top of your show. They've been on other news programs. This issue's now started to be discussed. It's something that I actually brought forward last month to Belfast City Council. It will also be discussed this Friday in terms of us taking our own pension investments out of fossil fuels. So, as I say, it's got onto the news agenda, and I very much welcome the fact that political parties are now starting to talk about it and giving their support to the students.
If your movement isn't successful, Ross, are you planning on staging a sit-in in the council chambers, or will you respect the way that these processes are supposed to work?
Well, as I say, you know, I mean, I'm a politician, so I'm bringing it through. I've got the option to take it through a democratic process and the option to take it through, but the students are clearly being, you know, denied those options. They actually have a serious you know, proposals with the university.
Well, they've been invited to a meeting in 23 days. I mean, for the most part, students in Northern Ireland, especially at Queen's, don't seem to be apathetic. They campaign on a range of issues. That's fantastic. What they normally do is march through Belfast City, hold a rally at City Hall and raise awareness. Fantastic.
And how often does that actually lead to change? This is something.
Well, hang on, Ross. Given that you go on a lot of these marches, are you saying you're wasting your time?
No, I'm just saying that this is an effective way to bring an issue onto the agenda. It's an effective way.
What's just struck me?
Seriously debated and seriously discussed.
Sean
Fearn, I think it's fantastic to see the students, you know, actually becoming politically aware and taking action.
Sean Fearn, you're one of these students, right?
Yep.
Do you know what's just struck me? You said the Alliance Party is supporting you, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, the Education Minister is from the Alliance Party. Are you telling me that Stephen Farry from the Alliance Party, the Education Minister, is supporting your sit-down protest at Queen's?
No, I'm saying the Alliance Party issued, we gave permission for us to include their name in an open letter that was urging Queen's to divest from fossil fuels and supported the student campaign to do this back in October. And that's freely available on request. It's on our social media and it's available everywhere.
So the Education Minister is supporting your protest,
no,
is he?
No, if you want to find out specifically, ask him. But the Alliance Party press team has given their support.
Higher Education Minister,
and many very significant, you know, people within Alliance, including Amalo MLA, who's one of, you know, the most popular, I suppose, MLAs across.
And you claim that Sinn Féin's supporting you, don't you?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
You sure?
You know, yes, they also added their name to the open letter, as did every other political party.
Because, well, Sinn Féin, I'm looking at a policy document they have from they had from 2011, right? Our natural resources, a key economic asset. And guess what's in their policy document, Mr. Sean? One of these political parties you're saying supports you. Establish a state oil, gas and mineral exploration company which would actively participate and invest in exploration.
Yeah. Well, what's done there...
Does that sound like divesting from fossil fuels to you?
Excuse me, he asked me the question. So what happened also, you know, within, I suppose, this movement, this divestment movement has become very, very popular, as I say, within the last 12 months. But what also state oil reserves and what Norway and Sweden have done, Norway, the entire pension fund of the country of Norway, which is 900 billion euro, or sorry, $900 billion, was divested from fossil fuels. So these are huge. These are huge things, and they're obviously their pension fund, and their state investment fund was fueled by their massive oil reserves. But they have oil reserves, but they're taking instrumental decisions to change, a high carbon future into one that gives us a safe planet. So not only do you have countries acting on this, you have the largest coal field in the world. Now, if the largest coal port in the world is divesting from fossil fuels, that definitely tells you something.
Stephen from Queen's also says that students have access to a bathroom, kitchen, power, light, Wi-Fi. They've one food delivery per day from the student union officers and any other essential items they require, such as medication, says Queen's University. Sean, thank you. Chris and Ross, thank you very much.